It is the Riot on Radio U. Joining us on the show this morning, a Mr. Andrew Schwab.
Yay. I feel like it's been a while, but not really.
I don't think it's been that long.
I think it was at the start of the Pledge Music campaign.
That sounds correct.
So if you want to catch up on our other Andrew talks, you can always find our interviews through riot.radiou.com.
Gosh, it sounds like a TED thing.
I know. Yes, our TED talks.
There's TED talks.
It's Andrew talks.
There's Andrew talks. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Do you like to hear us talk about you while you're in the room, as if you're not in the room?
Don't mind me. You guys keep going.
Well, it's all good promotion. It's all good.
So, Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well. We're one day removed from the crazy World Seriousness.
Yeah? Did you stay up and watch it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I have two funny stories to tell you about the World Series real quick.
Sure. Okay.
First, we were actually on stage as all the drama was happening with the game. Like, it was the ninth inning, the eighth and ninth inning. No, ninth inning, rain delay, and the finale of the game was right when we got finished playing. But here's the funny part. Okay, so in the venue we were playing, they had TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, so no.
We could actually watch the game while we were playing the show.
But was anybody watching you while that was going on, or were they all watching the TVs?
About 90% of the venue was in front of us.
Yes.
But there were, you know, people, you know, at the TVs watching the show.
Sure.
Of course. But most of the people were paying attention to the show.
So when you're on stage and everybody, like, you know, the World Series is happening, people are watching the game.
You can watch it.
Like, was it really distracting, or were you okay?
Oh, I was very honest with the crowd after our first song, and I said, I'm not going to lie to you. We're going to be watching the game as we play. Forgive us. So everybody just started laughing. But here's funny part number one. Okay, so we're a third of the way through our set, and the rain delay happened.
Yeah.
And then I made this joke in the middle of a song, and I said, the heavens has stopped the World Series for the Project 86 show.
Yes.
And everybody lost their mind.
Like, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was amazing. So when the Cubs finally won, obviously it was cool to see that. But it was extra cool because of this. Maybe you guys have heard about this because it's been all over the internet. But I wanted to bring it up because it's such a big deal. So a good friend of mine from high school in our senior yearbook.
Yes, in Mission Viejo.
Yeah,
yes.
That is a friend of mine who's coming to our show in Chicago on this tour.
Shut up.
Isn't that crazy? We talked about he predicted in the yearbook that the Cubs would win the World Series in 2016.
Yeah, so I know this for a fact. He was totally just kidding. Like, he was just a big baseball guy, and he literally just made it up. I, in fact, remember talking to him about it when our yearbook came out. I said, what is that? He's like, oh, dude, it's just a joke.
Cousin's never going to win
the World Series. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Now, here's the thing. You need to pay really close attention to what else he's joking about.
Oh, yeah, because he knows stuff.
Because that guy's jokes are worth more than our serious, intensely researched predictions.
That is some Back to the Future 2 right there.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, pay attention to what that guy is talking about.
Because he knows his stuff whether he realizes it or not.
It is the Riot on Radio U. So, Andrew, Project 86, the Pledge Music thing, Nikki and I are looking at it trying to figure out.
Because it's like 100 and over percentage, so it's been met as you keep going. But does that go to, like, you actually release an album?
Yeah, that's the unique thing about Pledge Music is you can structure it pretty much how you want, but the way it's usually set up with Pledge Music is a little different than other crowdfunding platforms. It's more of a pre-order.
Yes.
So there's no language like, hey, you know, donate to our album. It's more like, hey, here's some great stuff to pre-order, and in exchange for that, you're going to get some cool merch, some great experiences, and hopefully some access to information and music. That makes it all valuable, and it's really worked out great for us. Pledge Music has been a good platform for Project, and this campaign's been pretty successful. So,
well, definitely, and it's nice, too, because, again, if you pre-order through sometimes various other sites, you're just getting the album, but with the Pledge Music stuff, since it's through you guys, you can't offer those incentives. So, yes, okay, so those go until whenever the next album comes out.
Yeah, basically what we're doing is everybody who pre-orders the album or any of the various pieces of merch and experiences, one of the cool ones that is actually my favorite one is called the Fifth Band Member, and I don't know of any band that's done this. Basically, you pledge and you get a package of all kinds of, you know, various pieces of merchandise, etc. But you also get to be actually in our band for an entire day. So you meet us at the venue when we load in,
yeah,
and do everything that we do. We don't treat you as our guest. You actually do
the real
all of
deal.
The glamorous and exciting things that are involved in being in a band. And I think it's a pretty educational experience. We've had, I think, 10 people take us up on it, and we've had a bunch actually do it so far as a part of this run that we're doing.
Well, now has anybody come in and not like actually expected to have to do any work? Like they came in like actually shocked that they're going to be helping you and really living what it's like to be in a band for a day?
Nobody's been shocked about having to do actual work.
Okay. I mean, they had good attitudes about it.
Well, if there has been anything that's a surprise, and nobody has said this, but you can just tell, you know what I mean? It's nobody understands how boring it is to tour. Nobody. Nobody understands that.
Lots
until
of waiting.
Until you walk in our shoes.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
It is so boring until you play. It's well, like agonizing.
Andrew, you need to sell this a different way because yeah. Right. Come and experience how boring it is to be with Project 86.
It's like in radio, like we normally don't have people that come in and hang out with us during the show because like it's so much fun during the talking times, but then when music, like you're just sitting here.
You're just sitting around.
Like you're just sitting and waiting. So yeah, with a band, you're moving stuff or setting up stuff, but then you're just sitting waiting around.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, you don't understand. There's nothing that I can say to destroy people's rock and roll dreams.
Yes,
you understand that? I've been screaming from the rooftops, hey, being in a band is not what you think it is for 20 years. You think anybody's listened?
No,
All they've done is start more bands.
Yes. This is true.
We don't want to crush everybody's dream with that, and that's all right. Maybe exactly. People will be excited to wait and sit around.
So,
don't get me wrong. Everybody's had a blast. Sure. Every single guy that's done it has said it's like been the best experience of their
good.
Life. They get to come up on stage and sing a song with us, or in some cases play a song with us. You know, we've had guys pick up the drums and play a song. We've had guys pick up a guitar and play a song. Like it's been nuts and really fun.